Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our friend Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. Bobby, what up, man? How are you, bud?
Gentlemen, how's it going? How's training camp treating you?
It's good, man. They gave us pie and pizza today. Nobody's complaining.
Yeah.
Can't complain about that.
And they're trying to mess with me because I'm eating pizza.
Yo, B was getting chirped in the media tent.
All these dudes chirping me, Bobby, and none of them do much anywhere close to the amount of working out I do.
Time works out. But everybody else that was chirping you does not.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm going to get some more pizza, too.
But it was funny when B walked in to get his third slice of pie. They were like, damn, B, three slices? And he just looked at him. He's like, yeah. And everybody shut up.
Yeah. Carbo loading.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You got to be busy as hell. We know about Winker. Yesterday they trade Lane Thomas. Who'd they get? What do you make of the move?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty savvy move by Mike Rizzo. He gets three prospects back for Lane Thomas, and we talked all along about how if they were going to move Lane before the deadline, you know, Mike Rizzo would need to get kind of blown away by an offer, and a team might even have to maybe overpay because of that extra year of control. And, you know, it's looking like he got a good return from him. Three prospects, one of them who's already now like their second best pitching prospect in the farm system. Alex Clemmie, a left-hander who was a second-round pick out of high school last year, but has high strikeout potential, big, tall lefty.
Starter, right?
Yeah, starter for now. He projected as a starter. I think you don't rank a pitcher this highly if he's not, you know, projected to be a starter. But keep in mind, this guy was pitching in high school a little over a year ago. He's the main guy, Alex Clemmie, coming back in the Lane deal. Like I said, he's already the Nats' second-best pitching prospect, only behind Kate Cavalli right now. He enters their system as their number six overall prospect. You know, the ERA, whip, walk numbers, yada, 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 that stuff's not there right now because he's so raw. He's only 19 years old, but, you know, definitely a long-term project where, you know, hopefully he's helping out your rotation in a couple of years. Then you get a couple of other infield prospects, a really good defender, kind of an overall guy with some major league experience, and then a young 19-year-old who, you know, also just provides infield depth for you in your farm system. And, you know, the Guardians, you know, I'm not quite sure where their farm system ranks overall right now. Sometimes those get kind of re-ranked after the trade deadline, but they typically do very well in terms of building from within and developing their own players and pulling out consistent contenders at the major league level. So that's a good farm system to be picking from. And to get three prospects back for Lane Thomas, who, by the way, they acquired by trading an aging John Lester for 3 years ago. I mean, if that's not one of the best trades that Mike Rizzo's ever made, to eventually get three prospects for the long haul for basically John Lester, I mean, that's just fleecing them, I think, the Cardinals. So it all worked out. You know, I know fans are upset to see Lane leave, but I think this is a good return for the Nationals. Definitely helps them in the long term. Clemmy being the main guy, but, you know, maybe more of a long term prospect, but could pay out, pay some dividends when some team's ready to compete again.
With recency bias affecting so many in sports, will Finnegan's outing last night affect any trade potential with him now? Or will people look at what he's done throughout?
No, I think, you know, like Mike Rizzo always mentions, you get look at the back of a guy's baseball card, and that tells you who they are. I mean, I don't think one night, you know, obviously last night did not go the Nationals' way. For those who didn't stay up late because they're on the West Coast, you know, Finnegan blew a four-run lead in the ninth, and the give up two home runs, and the Diamondbacks came back to win. But he still has a solid ERA. He still tops in the National League or up there in saves. If anything's going to hurt Finnegan, his trade value today, it's not going to be what happened last night. It's going to be more of some of the underlying metrics. I think not a lot of the underlying metrics don't really favor him. He does get hit pretty hard. His expected ERA is higher than normal and way higher than his actual ERA. So teams that may be looking, digging a little deeper into some of his, like, sabermetric-type numbers probably aren't going to like too much what they see. But, you know, I still think you see face value, the saves, the ERA, the pitching high-leverage situations, and being, for the most part, successful, not just this year but in past years, I think that ups his value. And teams, you know, sometimes get desperate. Sometimes you need an extra arm in your bullpen if you're trying to make a push for the postseason or a World Series title. So he's definitely going to have value, especially with that extra year. It's just a matter of where do teams look and how much do they value. I don't think last night hurts him too much.
All right. I tend to be with you there. You said something interesting. We're talking with our friend Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. You can give him a follow at Bobby_Blanco, B-L-A-N-C-O, joining us here via the BetQL guest line. You said something that a lot of Nats fans are upset about letting, you know, trading away Lane. And I get that Lane was a fan favorite. Like, he's a good, funny guy, some speed, had shown pop previously. Like, there was something to there was plenty to like about him. But, and I'm not in the weeds of it like you are, dude. I totally get that. But, like, I, as a Nats fan, I'm not mad they traded him away and totally understand it and want him to trade Finnegan away. Are there other Nats fans out there like me?
Yeah, I think so. I think there are definitely fans that can see, you know, like I just mentioned, the value that they got back. I mean, look, I was always appreciative of Lane. He not only was a great player for this team, who, by the way, got them almost seven wins above the replacement player of his time here. Not only a great player, but a great dude in the clubhouse, a leader this year, a guy that fans really gravitated toward, was always good to them. But yeah, it just comes down to the guy is 28 years old, and he just doesn't really fit into this long-term plan for the Nationals. Yes, you could have theoretically held on to him this year, and then, you know, he's like your leader next year, maybe flip him at the deadline, but he's more valuable to trade this year than next year. So you get these three prospects back that are going to be ranked in your top 30 already and make an impact right away. You get, in the minor league level, not the major league level, but you get that value that you're not going to get if you trade him this time next year, or if you just, you know, eventually let him walk. And I understand fans really, really like Lane. I mean, and I did too, both covering him and, you know, when I take time off and watching him as a fan, he was their number two hitter, right fielder, great arm, yada, yada, yada. But he just doesn't fit into this team's long-term plan when you've got guys like Dylan Cruz coming up soon. You got, you know, probably Hassel coming up, not this year because of an injury, but maybe next year. You just have so much outfield depth. A 28-year-old outfielder doesn't really fit into the long-term plan. And so you kind of have to bite that bullet and trade him when he's the most valuable, which is right now with that extra year.
I think a lot of fans sometimes got to understand the people that put these teams together, they have a clue of what's going to happen in 2 to 3 years. We only think about what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
Totally. Be honest with you.
That's really well said. So when is the deadline? 4 o'clock?
6 o'clock tonight.
6 o'clock. All right, so we are 5 hours, 20 minutes, 5 and change hours. Finnegan a national when they take the field tonight? And does it say anything that they let him pitch last night if they're going to be able to trade him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea, especially going in with a four-run lead into the ninth, you know what, I'm trying to look up right now as I'm talking to you, guy, Kyle, he might have just had a couple of days off, and he hadn't pitched since over the weekend, so, you know, it might have just been like, it might have been to show him off. It also might have been like, you know, he's been sitting around for a couple of days, maybe he just needs a pitch, but yeah, he usually doesn't go into the ninth inning with a four-run lead.
Okay, so he just needs some work.
Maybe, and also maybe trying to just show him off one last time before today. I think that he will not be on this team by the end of the night. I think that with Mike Rizzo showing that he is not afraid to trade Hunter Harvey with an extra year of control, to trade Lane Thomas with an extra year of control, some team, and we see it every season where we're kind of like scratching our heads like, wow, why do they do that? Some team's going to get desperate for a reliever. The reliever market will shape out. And they'll pony up for Finnegan to help them this year and next year. I don't expect it to be within the division. Mike Rizzo doesn't really do that. But I do see possibly a team getting desperate. I just don't think they'll get what they got for Lane yesterday because of what I mentioned earlier about some of Kyle's underlying metrics and the fact that Kyle's even older than Lane, already at 32, he's going to be 33 in September. And he's also a relief pitcher, not an everyday outfield position like Lane Thomas. So I just don't think they're going to get what they got back for Lane, but they could get a pretty decent – they should be able to get a decent haul for, you know, a closer, a high leverage reliever if they do find a trade partner. But I don't think – I do think that they will move him today.
Bobby, thank you, bro. Appreciate your time. I know you're
all
busy,
Bobby.
Today.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right, brother. Take care.
That's our guy Bobby Blanco, Masson Sports, telling us everything going on with the Nats.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.